have some all night, brother. Get my baby grabbed her by the hands. She said, if you can run it up, nobody cares. I have a long, feeling my stuff. You know, a long man, push me up, I'm in a hole. Songs are happening at the same time. Just getting started on some all night, brother. Look at it.
both for people who like to dance fast. Now the first one is one that we didn't write, it's one that the Velvet Underground wrote and never released. So you've never heard this one before. We like to do this as a tribute to the Velvet Underground. We all saw them a lot back east. And this is a song we hope you'll like. It's called Foggy Notion.
Since I said I'd hold your hand. says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. All right. Candy came from out on the island, and in the back room she was everybody's darling. She never lost her head, even when she was giving head. She says, hey babe, take a walk on the wild side. I said, hey Candy, take a walk on the wild side. And all the girls go do.
must be safe. Gonna take a walk down Union Square. You never know who you're gonna find there. You gotta run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Jim's the death of you. Hey, what you do? Margarita Passion, I had to get her fixed. She wasn't well, she was getting sick. Went to sell her soul, she wasn't high. Didn't know, think she could buy it. She would run, 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 run. Take the dragon too. Run, 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 run. Chip to death in you. Tell you what to do.
91.5 WMFO in Medford. See, Jimmy, you're up.
I'm up.
Don't tell me I don't know what I'm doing.
Oh, wow. Pushing the limits of good taste.
We're not sure where Marie went.
I think she went to Dunkin' Donuts probably to get a coffee.
Oh, she must be stuck in traffic.
there is a lot of construction going on around here.
91.5 WMFO in Medford.
Do you mind if we talk about New York for a minute?
Sure. It's a crash course for the ravers. Go ahead.
Otto Shrunkenhead, man. What a cool little tiki bar that is.
Yes. That's where we're playing in the fall.
They got the old-fashioned photo booth there where you can climb in and take as many, you know, as many people in there as
Jack
possible.
Jack White style, right?
Yeah, that is, like, so cool. They got house amps. They are so cool. They were so friendly to us. Maybe it was because I wasn't wearing my Boston Red Sox cap, but, you know, it probably helped.
Well, I wouldn't be hanging out with you if you're wearing baseball caps.
But very friendly, man. Very friendly town. What a great place to be. You walk outside and there's the Empire State Building. How cool does that get?
That was cool.
Yeah, very, very, very cool.
All right. Hey, that was Hummingbird Syndicate. Sometimes it just gets this way. And that actually kind of, that block started off because of Hummingbird Syndicate. John Macy from that band.
Right.
He asked for a song I didn't have. He asked for Adam and Eve by Modern Lovers. We may have it on vinyl, but I'm not going to look through the vinyl right now. So I played Foggy Notion, which is a Velvet Underground cover. And then I played Original Sin's cover in Velvet Underground, Head Held High. Then Luca Carboni, Massachusetts' own Luca Carboni.
That's right.
Doing Walk on the Wild Side. Then the Velvets themselves with Run, Run, Run. And then we played Hummingbird Syndicate since they were asking for Modern Lovers in the first place. They asked for Adam and Steve. Well, at it, I found Adam and Steve.
Adam and Steve?
By the Frogs.
Maybe that's what they meant.
No. I don't even know if this is good. It's intriguing to me, though. The Frogs band. The Frogs were an American rock music band founded in 1980 in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. By attention, Jay Tiller gave a tape of the Frogs' improvised home recordings to his friend Steve Albini. And the Gay Press writer Adam Block wrote, "I'd find the record a lot more remarkable if I believed the Frogs were actually gay." That made me want to hear this.
Wonderful. You have to play it now.
It's the Frogs, Adam and Steve, on MFO.
Oh, now that hurt my feeling.
Oh, did it?
Only got one, but it hurt that one. We're getting to it. What time we got? We got time. Song dedicated to Steve McClellan and whoever the hell else he was with in the garden. 1, 2.
101.5 WMFO in Medford. Yes, that was David Bowie, Moon Age Daydream, Los Angeles, 1974.
Would that be Ronson playing guitar?
It would.
Yes, it would.
Sounding grand. What did we do before that? Oh, yeah, it was Adam and Steve, the Frogs.
Yeah.
Hummingbird Syndicate. Sometimes it just gets that way. Or this way. Or those ways.
Those ways, yeah. Sometimes you go both ways.
Oh, my goodness. Like Adam and Steve.
Adam and Steve, I like it.
Hey, John Keegan just called in to remind me. Catch a perfect wave at White Crest Beach, Wellfleet. It's a free show, all-ages beach party this afternoon, 5 p.m. to 9 p.m. with the Stigmatics, Atlantic Thrills, Giblantos, Mr. Airplane Man, and surprise guests, the Dogmatics.
Wow. Where's this going on?
That's on White Crest Beach, Wellfleet, down the Cape.
Got it.
Go down there and check that out. Big beach party. I wish I had a lot of those bands, especially the Stigmatics. I love the Stigmatics. They've been on the show. They must have brought a CD with them, but I don't have it in the system if they did. Yeah.
Oh, well.
Sorry, guys. We got to get your stuff. I love Mr. Airplane Man, too, and I don't have it, but yeah. We got Dogmatics. Plenty of them.
Okay. Stigmatics have to send something in.
Yes.
Send it to us. We'll put it in.
We'll be back in like 5 minutes with Boston Groupie News Report.
Oh, excellent.
Let's go!
91.5 WMFU in Medford. Hey, it's a crash course for the Raver Show, and it's time for Boston Groupie News Report. You just heard Jet Set for You and Dogmatics, Give Me the Shakes, by the way. But now it's time for Boston Groupie News Report. What's that? That's when I go to bostongroupienews.com and read what they have on there.
Exactly.
Especially when Marie's not here. That's all it is.
They've got some great stuff.
Of course they do. What is today? Saturday the 20... What is it?
No, you're...
15th.
Yeah.
It's the 15th.
Yeah, please don't go ahead of time.
Lydia Lunch, Restrovirus. Lydia Lunch, Restrovirus. Doomsday Student. New England Pats. Peach Ring are at the Elks Lodge on Bishop Allen Drive, Central Square, Cambridge. Thank you, Boston. All right. Hassel. Devil Music record release show with Onita and a band called E are at Great Scott tonight.
Right on.
Charms, Tiger Bomb, and the Knockups are at the Chit Chat Club in Haverhill.
That's cool. That's a drive for me, but I'll tell you, that's going to be a good show.
Monday, Township, The Dents, Love Love, and Weather Weapon are at the Midway.
Really?
Night one of the Midway Dirty 30.
Oh, the Dirty 30.
July 19th to July 30th is the Midway's Dirty 30th anniversary celebration spectacular.
Fantastic. So,
all kinds of stuff going on down there. Thursday, Cal Marks, A Deer, A Horse, guys from New York. Nice Guys in Zip Tie Handcuffs. They're all at O'Brien's. Friday, Stray Bullets, Hobo Chili, Warning Shots, and Stop Calling Me Frank are at the Midway.
Okay.
That will be night five of the Midway Dirty 30.
Wow.
Friday, The Alarm, Big City Rockers, and Goddamn Draculas. Draculas.
I haven't heard of them yet, but I'm sure I will.
I've heard of them. I don't know Have them you? Too well, though.
Okay.
And there's all kinds of other stuff. For all this and more, go to bostongroupienews.com and check it all out.
Everything you ever wanted to know is on there. It's great. It's a great site.
Hey, it's MFO.
all before. Silly bastard me.
Here's a story you never heard about me and my friends and some things that occurred. We thought we'd get some money, we thought that we might go spend a weekend pleasant down in Mexico. I was working at McDonald's, doing the late night run. When a car pulled up the drive-thru and pointed out a gun, said, "Give us all your money and three Big Macs to go." I stuffed them all in a bag and I ducked down below. Well, the boss got angry when he found out I didn't call the police. I guess I was kind of nervous. There was a warrant out on me concerning some jaywalking tickets I couldn't afford to pay. Needless to say, I got the axe that same day. Well, me being out of work just then, I didn't want to go home. My mom said if I lost this job, I'd have to go out on my own. So I went over to Dave's house and got really stoned. Called up some girls, but none of them were home. Steve came over and he brought some alcohol. We're all getting really depressed, just staring at the wall. We thought if we get some money, we thought that we might go spend the weekend pleasant down in Mexico. Steve's dad had a hunting rifle, and we went and picked it up. And we stopped into the 7-Eleven to try our luck. We raised up that hunting rifle, but the counter guy just laughed. as he pulled out an Uzi. We turned and hauled ass. We were running so fast till we came to McDonald's where I used to work. We walked up through the drive-thru and gave my boss a jerk. Said, give us all your money and three Big Macs to go, and suck on this, you weasel, we're going to Mexico. Down south, we all got really wasted. Dave got a case of the runs. We all really hung over and getting low on funds. Dave and Steve called their parents and took the bus back home. Me, I got a job at McDonald's down in Mexico.